After attending QUT Art School back in the day, Sharon Harper-Greentree had a successful career as a fashion illustrator, graphic designer, and an art director. She subsequently gained an art degree in fine arts and visual culture. After a major lifestyle move to the Moreton Bay region, Sharon connected with the local scene, exhibiting at the Pine Rivers Gallery in 2015 and the Caboolture Art Gallery in 2017. After becoming a member of the Daybra Art Gallery, she served on the committee as a secretary and vice president over several years. So it is with great pleasure that we welcome Sharon into the studio today. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Sharon, tell us a little about your involvement with the art gallery out there at Daybra.
So I've been a member at the gallery since 2017, mm-hmm. and had some of my work hung there and sold happily. The gallery is a group of 35 artists who work as volunteers to run the gallery as a co-op. The co-op is open every day of the year, pretty well, almost, from 10 till 3, and you always get an artist on roster who has their work hanging up in the gallery. The gallery is not a normal gallery in the sense of an exhibition of one person's work. There are many, many pieces of work hanging up in very many mediums, and the context is very varied. We have pottery and we have some beautiful bronze sculptures. So you've got a wide variety of artworks to choose from if you're looking for something special or just coming to have a look.
Yeah. Now, Sharon, the Daybra Art Gallery is on the corner of Mount Mee Road and William Street. And as you said, it's open every day from 10 until 3. And it's run by very passionate volunteers.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? You know, I mean, this is great. And of course, it's a non-for-profit gallery as well.
Absolutely. We give back to the community as much as we can. We've been very successful since COVID because people have obviously been sitting in their houses with the big white walls. So we do have a very good following.
Yes.
And we have people coming back many, many times to buy work and sometimes to buy gifts for others, etc., and bring their friends. We get lots of people out from Brisbane and from all over the place, really.
Well, it's a lovely place to go for a drive.
It is.
You know, on a weekend. But now, you've said a couple of times, so fairly large pieces of artwork.
Yes.
In a lot of instances, Sharon, you go to an art gallery and they're quite small,
mm.
and you think, oh, yes, I like it, but you've got these beautiful big large ones out there, you see.
Several of us do fairly large work.
Yeah.
And, yes, the work is always changing because we're selling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the work is always renewed and rehung on a regular basis by our terrific committee.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's a very eclectic mix, but beautiful work and a variety of genres, I should say.
Yes. Listeners, we've been chatting with Sharon Harper-Greentree. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And I want to let our listeners know that we've spoken with Sharon at length. And we've put together a little podcast. So if you're a little bit interested in art, and I'm sure you will be after listening to Sharon, go to the 1015.com.au website and click on podcasts, and you'll hear a whole lot more about not only the Daybra Art Gallery, but about Sharon as well. Thanks again, Sharon, for coming into the studio. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it too. Thank you.